This is a HeadGum Podcast.
This ain't that long-term vision and investing. This is time to get that cake quicker than Sexton. If you about that, that's money sensation. It's time to open up your ears to Twinnovation.
Howdy, folks. How you doing out there? Welcome to Twinnovation, the podcast for your schemes, dreams, misdemeans, conscripts, hustles, any way you're making that money. We're here to help you. And as always, I'm joined by my shifty, nifty, evil twin brother, El Jefe the Jefe, Jeff Rosenberg.
Oh, this train's about to go off the rails.
And of course, we're joined by the Dame Von Dutch herself. She's Anna Rosenberg.
It's me, yours truly.
Nice.
Yeah, very cool.
Everyone, welcome to Twinnovation. We're really excited. We had an instant classic episode last week. Scotty season is kicking off.
Woo. We, you know what? We got away from the seasons, and now we're back on the seasons, and it gives us a little more direction than we're used to.
We had our COVID season, and then we had our post-COVID season. It was never announced, but that was just the general feel for it, you know?
Yeah. And now we're in Scotty season. I know how Scotty it is.
Scotty season 9 to 10, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
What do you think, Scotty? What's like if you were going to see a trailer for upcoming on season Scotty?
It'd be like a lot of people hunting for food, fishing for electric eels to eat. That's what Scotty season is like. We're all trying to get our bite of the pie.
Hustle mentality.
Yeah, the one who scot away. Maybe it's a dating show then. You know, these dating shows really take off. Like Netflix, Jeff, I know you're not a TV guy because you're...
No, I am.
He's a TV guy. The TV might be at Ontario most of the time, but he's a TV guy.
Very good, Anna. Very good.
Of course, any new listeners out there, Ontario is Jeff's local...
his Cheers, kind of.
Yeah, his Cheers.
He's the norm, of course. He's
where everyone doesn't know his name because he's... He's not interesting enough to know. No, I'm kidding.
What do they show on the TVs there?
Actually, I did get... Well, we do Jeopardy.
Okay.
You know, when Jeopardy's on.
Jeopardy with the sound off and no captions, so it doesn't really make sense.
No. Sometimes sound depends on the crew. But, the sports events and then movies, usually like Netflix movies. A lot of, cinephiles behind the bar. So they're putting on the classics.
Just to paint a picture to the nation out there, I've been to this bar with Jeff before. We're not talking a 65-inch TV. We're talking a 34-inch TV. It's not like fun.
It's like a computer monitor.
You know, you think, it must be one of those bars that has like a projector. And
No.
I think that's douchey, though. That's douchey. Like it's in the corner, like the way they used to do it.
Didn't
Ontario not let us play ski ball once, Dave? Is that Ontario?
Do they have a ski ball machine?
It's more like a saloon. You know, it's not like get your sports and your beers and your chicken wings.
Well,
you know,
I feel like they have a ski ball machine, and me and Dave went in.
We don't have a ski ball machine. Well, there's no ski ball.
I wonder what
you're acting like. You play for the team.
Are you a stakeholder now in the Ontario?
We work together. Yeah. No,
the money spent there.
Jeff cleans the bar for free.
He may as well be an investor in the company. Yeah. The amount of money he's dropped there.
That's neither here nor there. But it's the corner TV.
They give him an extra pool ball.
And if you were thinking maybe they don't have a good TV, but at least they have good food. Nope.
Hey, remember when we came to the city?
You can bring your own food.
Yeah, you can bring your own food. Bring your own liquor as well.
Jeff loves the bring your own food bar. Remember when we went to the city and Jeff went out to the food truck and got us that cold quesadilla? The night he didn't give us anywhere to sit, he left us standing when we were visiting from out of town.
Yes, Jeff does not make room for us.
So that he could let strangers sit at the table, and then he brings this cold quesadilla, and then he's like, I brought you food. Kind of like with the wheelchair where he wants credit.
Quesadilla was from the bar / restaurant or restaurant / bar, if I do say.
No, I think it was from a truck.
A truck, yeah. I mean, that sounds fun. If you got a hot one, it would be a different story we're telling here.
This was a very lukewarm to cold disc, I recall.
Yeah.
No, Dave?
I do remember the Churk or Fuffle, probably episode X95, a pre-Patreon.
Yeah, I wonder what episode we're on. Let's say we've done 9 years, 52 weeks a year. That's
we haven't 400 done 52 weeks a year.
I know. I'm just doing some quick math. 468, then, of course... probably miss maybe
half of them.
No. People say we miss a lot of episodes, and we don't. We don't miss weeks. Like,
well, a lot of podcasts, I would say, miss like hardly any. So then when you look at
Bill
us,
Maher yeah. does, you know, well, I guess that's a TV show.
It's funny that you're still on the Maher train.
Yeah, I know. It's so sad. I come in sometimes and find him watching it, and I just feel like, ugh, like I'm in the waiting room to hell.
Well, I watch Fox News, too. You know, I like to know all perspectives.
Oh, that's so...
I actually pay for Fox News Plus.
David! It's
$25 a month.
Is that more expensive than your Shopify subscription?
No.
Geez, you can really have that. If you got a good tax guy, you can have those funds crisscross, so you're not paying a dime on that capital gain
for
slash
sure.
loss.
For any new listeners out there, our really cool Shopify shop is called shop.online. That's the URL. We sell really cool stuff.
No, slop.online.
Yeah, what did I say?
I thought you said shop. Maybe you said slop.
No, I didn't. You're right. Slop.online. And what we do there
is... Well, actually, no. Hold on. That kid bought that at Fingsling, and I still haven't fulfilled that order.
Yeah, you got to do that. Fingsling, for any new listeners out there, is sort of a slingshot for your fingers, thus the name.
Not sort of. It is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just trying to paint a picture for... You know, a lot of people don't speak or listen to English who are, you know, from countries that, you know, you'll never
Stand,
go to.
If you will. Yeah. Uzbekistan, the Pakistan.
So a lot of people that grew up in the 90s, foreigners, learned the English language through Harry Potter, you know, reading the version in their language and then reading the version in English. And they sort of had a better base of knowledge to understand the structural syntax and syntax of, you know, what was happening, right? It's a smart way to learn the words. And so Twinnovation is actually like that for a lot of Australians. I feel like I can't name a country anymore
Right. Well, New Zealand, if
but they all speak English, you gotta go to the Dutch countries to be clear of any conflict,
right?
You can't talk about Asia or Russia or Eastern Europe, or, you know, what are you left with?
Yeah, it's a small, you're saying the pool is getting a little smaller?
The pool is small, you know?
Right. We should start, figuring that one out.
Okay, so this will be a good cut for Grace. Okay, so I'll do another lead in where we can get around your little stinky crap you took in your little diaper.
Diaper rash.
Yeah. So
I almost feel like Grace should be like put in a little voiceover, being like, "Beep, this part cut for Patreon."
Oh, okay,
beep.
Right, you've suggested that before.
Have I?
It's not a great idea.
Then people know what they're missing. Then they're like, "Oh shit."
True.
All right. True. Maybe.
Nation. If you listen to the free feed and would like to know if something has been cut for the Patreon, sound off in the Twinnovation subreddit. Sorry, I lost access to the Snoop Dogg AI voice I used to use. Dog. Snoop Dogg. Dog. The fuck is up with this shit? Why is she saying it like that?
She adds in little funny interstitials,
no,
like
she's
her own
great.
Little things. It's really funny.
I'm just thinking
it.
Out loud, you know. That's what you do when you're in a half
he's
bottle of Tito's.
Thinking out loud after he drank, exactly.
There
an entire
you go.
Handle.
You couldn't wait to say that.
I thought you were doing the damp march.
You know, I thought he was too, but we have gone out for a couple of drinks.
Look, Anna keeps wanting to go to restaurants, so she's the one that screwed up the dry march.
No, whatever. I just don't. Life is too short. Like, honestly. It's like we were good for January.
Life's
and
too short
success,
not to be wasted.
It's boring. Like we going out is fun. It's like I love to go out. I love to have a good meal cooked by a professional chef. I love to have a good drink made by a real
Jeff,
bartender.
And Jeff, just so you know, we're talking Branzinos here.
Well, we ate a Branzino that I would. Oh my god!
It may as well have been butter, Jeff, because that's how it tasted.
It was one of the best.
It actually might have been butter.
It was one of the best things I've ever eaten, like hands down. Like I'll always remember.
Six sticks of butter formed into a fish.
It was a truly beautiful meal at this local restaurant.
Melts in the mouth.
We actually just had a great night overall because this restaurant is really close to the club we like to go to here. And we went to dinner at this place, and then we walked over to. And we had the best night there. The bartender was making us these huge drinks completely full of just pure liquor with almost right. no mixer.
Back on the wagon, if you will.
Yeah. Then we go to a store the next day. We danced all night. We stayed, you know, late fucking partying. And then we go out the next day to go to this try this new breakfast place. And one of the girls we're chatting with is like, oh, you went to I hope you watched your drinks, like as if like we were going to get like roofied or something. It's like, I don't know what's happening there. I don't know if people are getting roofied there or not, but it's like, it's probably just that they're pouring such strong
Yeah,
drink.
I mean, yeah, I hear you.
It's like, I don't actually want to talk bad about it because
maybe I'm being dumb. I love victims it. At the end of the day is what you're getting at.
Maybe we can bleep.
No, we're a big believer in victims, Jeff. So
the name of the bar, but it's you know, I don't know. I was trying to be dry January for March, do dry March, but it's not fun. And so,
well, the high holidays, I like that when you're fine dining and such.
We went
classic.
Out for St. Patrick's.
And then pre-pod, it's always good to. You know, get a little, you know, a little loosened up as Dave and maybe yourself are tonight.
No, but Anna doesn't like when I drink at home. You know,
I don't like when people drink at home.
She'd rather have me spend $16 on a cocktail than $16 on a handle.
To do it?
What do you mean,
Jeff? Don't tell her that. She can't know.
No, he goes down to the car or up to the roof.
I don't go up to the roof, Jeff. I hide it in the lid of the top toilet part. Keeps it cold, too, you know?
Okay. Well, listen.
Got her.
We drank a huge amount of liquor here that
we
bought a handle so that we have, like, a stocked bar cart. Because I like to have a stocked cart because, it's mostly for guests. But then sometimes we do a little pregame before we go out. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I like to have a drink when I'm getting ready. So we were out of Tito's, and so we buy a handle of it.
Anna's actually met Mr. Tito.
Of course. Yes, I have. It was one of my greatest celebrity interactions as well, because he actually he paid me a lovely compliment. Yeah, he is really handsome. So basically—
He said, you need a little Tito in you.
No, he was with his wife.
He's like, scratch that. You need
said,
a
you're
big
very
Tito
and charming.
In you.
It's not often enough people break it down like that so direct in a compliment. I love compliments. It's like my favorite thing.
Well, it's weird. Compliments from older men to younger women can, even though on the surface they might be freaky, it could be a father. Yeah, it could be a father-daughter.
He said you're beautiful and charming. Yeah, he was standing literally with his wife. He wasn't saying it like, oh, like pervy. He was saying it like a true
compliment. What if she's into that stuff, though?
I think that
you can't have two perverts together. It's just retirees.
Sure.
Have you ever been hypnotized, Jeff?
No.
Do you remember? I don't remember if we went to the same thing, JMU, James Madison University, one of my alma maters. You know, they're actually in the March Madness tournament. So let's go Dukes. They had like an orientation week, obviously, and they had a hypnotist come. And you know, he's in an auditorium. You know, it's a big
you
auditorium.
Sound familiar, actually.
Yeah. There's probably like, I don't know. There's probably like 4,000 people there.
For sure. Big auditorium.
Yeah, big enough. And he hypnotizes people. And I'm like, you know, this is the first time I've really, you know, you hear a hypnotism, but you don't really believe it till you see it, right? Uh-huh. You got to be there to
believe. We had that one in high school for prom.
Wait,
where the kid passed out from it.
Oh, my God.
I vaguely remember that.
It's so funny that you say that.
Yeah, he did pass out.
Yeah, he like turned like green and passed out.
The power of words, huh?
Someone that I used
Kino?
To know.
Is that what Kino is?
No. Also went to JMU and said that this would have been in 2008, the fall of 2008, that they went to JMU and saw a hypnotist there that made them believe in hypnotism. Is it possible this was the same?
No, it's definitely the same guy. And I can tell you this because I went not only my freshman year, but I ended up going my senior year.
Could that have been 2008?
I went, my freshman year was 2006, and I was there for like 8 or 9 years. and so I graduated in 2010. So I wasn't there in 2008. So I went my freshman year, and then when I was a super senior, I was like this frog, which is like, you know, basically an RA not giving tours, but you're like the RA for orientation.
Why is that called a frog?
It just, you know, what the, you help people move in, you like take them to the orientation event. The whole thing is like the fraternity forced me to do it because that's how you like get people to join the fraternity.
Standing. The fraternity forced you to recruiting. Do it when you were even a super senior.
Yeah, that's funny that you bring that up.
Like selling solar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, well, people in the past had done it. It was one of the biggest mistakes of my life to do this. I hated it. It was awful.
It's a week long, though, right?
Yeah, like, it's a week long. And you show up to school a week early. So it's like, whatever. But basically, I went my freshman year, and then I went my last year, and it was the same guy. So that's how I know it was probably the same guy every year. His actual name is on the tip of my tongue because I bought his CD my freshman year. And I can kind of picture
it. I kind of remember that.
I think it still
be would be the self-hypnosis test.
Yeah, they kind of does, you know, one of those things. But so you might not remember this, Jeff, but I actually was so, you know, it's like kind of like seeing magic for the first time. You're like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. What's he doing? Like, I don't wonder, why are people doing these things, right, that he's saying?
Right.
Like, is everyone acting? That's what, you know.
You like the control of it all.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to a point.
But like, you got hypnotized for your cigarette things.
Well, let's not jump the gun on the story.
Right? Sorry. Okay.
Because it's like a 45-minute story.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Maybe even an hour.
Jeez.
So I was so intrigued by it, Jeff, that I actually, he was doing two shows that night, and I went back for the set. I got right back in line and went to see it again to to see, you know, does he bring the same people on stage?
Yeah.
What's going on here? And I get up on the stage because I know when he's calling people out. So I go up there, right?
This is freshman year or senior year? Help me out.
This is freshman year. I went twice freshman year, and then I went last time as a frog, my super senior.
Right. Okay, so the middle session is when you went. Okay.
Yeah, middle session.
You keep calling yourself a frog.
Because that was what it was called. That's what the role was called.
Okay.
Freshman recruit orientation.
Guide, probably.
Wow. Guide. Yeah.
Nice, Jeff. Very nice. And so I get on stage because I know what part he's going to ask people. Because it's like a run up to the stage. It's not like a raise your hand. So I'm like making sure I'm in the right position to and so it's like maybe like 30 people. And then he does like an initial test where you like interlock your fingers and you look at your hands.
Right, he sees who's a candidate.
Yeah, sees who's willing to like be in the drama department, basically. And I fool him. I get past the first round. And then he like puts everyone to sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts giving them prompts and stuff like, get up, get up, like your belt is a snake.
right.
Put the belt on. And then when I snap my finger, your belt becomes a snake and the person will like rip the belt off them. Right.
Yeah.
But like it's, you know, and he's like, the whole idea is that if you don't want to be hypnotized, you're not going to be hypnotized, right? We can't force you to be hypnotized. But so I'm knocked out, supposedly. My eyes are just closed. I can hear everything that's happening. I'm not being hypnotized. And he like says some prompt and he comes over to me and he's like 3, 2, 1 and like touches my shoulder and I don't move because I'm like, I'm not going to fake this. Right.
Well, what's the thing that you're supposed to fake?
I forget, but it was, you know, it's something where I had to wake up and probably make an ass out of myself. Right? And so I'm not going to do that, right?
You should have unbuttoned and spread your cheeks in front of everyone.
And I, you know, I actually think he whispered something in my ear, like, you know, like,
spread your cheeks.
No, like, are you okay? So basically, I did this for the whole show where I just laid face down, like behind the chair. So I was in the back and I was just like not getting up, not moving. The show is probably an hour and I'm just like laying face down in the back because I'm not like taking part in any of the shenanigans that are going on. And like, he's coming up to me periodically throughout the show and being like, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, I just don't know what to do. So like when he like woke everyone up at the end, I just got up and I like people were like coming out of a daze and I just like jumped off the stage as like kind of a cool move.
So you're not able to be hypnotized.
I did a backflip off the stage and broke my neck.
Kind of a cool move after you laid face down for an hour.
You punch the hypnotist in the nuts and then skate off stage.
Yeah, but I legit was like laying face down on the stage for like an hour, like planking.
I mean, that sounds terrifying, actually, because you're testing him.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, what's
going
on?
You're the one that got tested.
Right. And so 5 years later, 4 years later, 5 years later, I go back, I see the same guy again. His name was like Cole Anthony.
Right.
Or something. That's the guy that plays for the Orlando Magic, but it'll come to me. Chris Anthony, I think. When I go home for Easter,
no H and Chris, C-R-I-S.
If I go home this Easter, I'll post
like Angel
the CD to Reddit. Because believe it or not, we used to listen to CDs when I was a freshman.
I actually kind of remember listening to the CD in your dorm room when we were freshmen. Just kind of like, you know.
So I go back as a frog, and he does the same act. He tells people that he makes them take off their belt. He tells them the belt is now a snake. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gets the people to put the belt back on. Half an hour later, snaps his fingers. This kid pulls down his pants and shows his whole dick to the whole auditorium. And I'm like, oh my God, it must be real if this kid accidentally just did this.
Oh, I jumped the gun by saying you show your asshole.
Yeah, you did a bit. So, you know, that moment is what made me really believe in hypnotism.
Wait, so the kid, you think the kid did it because his pants fell when the belt was loose? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
And no underwear.
He like pulled down his pants because he was so scared and he pulled down the underwear.
You gotta imagine that's gotta happen kind of frequently, right? With this guy?
Well, you know, I don't know. If you pull down your pants...
Well, he wants people to be playing around with their belts and stuff. He's kind of asking for it, so I don't really respect that.
No, yeah,
that.
That's what I'm saying. I wonder if that's...
That's his little...
You know.
Yeah, that's his little trick. But can you pull
little
down
Peter
your pants?
Pepper.
Can you pull down your pants if you have boxers underneath, Jeff, and not pull down your boxers too?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait. Can you pull down... No, you'd have to unbutton and then zip. It depends on the fit, to be honest.
Right. So it can happen, is what you're saying.
I would say it would happen more often than not.
Yeah, indeed.
Have you checked, you know, the maps where they show where these perverts spend their free time?
Right. I was super impressed. This guy's probably making a good buck. I mean, there's so many colleges in this country, like, and it's such like an easy way to hire someone that's not going to be like some foul comedian. You know, and upset the fucking safe space crowd woke fucking mob out there.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, because like those people are so sensitive, you know.
David, you know what? You're doing like your drunken.
My Bill Maher.
Your smarmy Maher.
Bill Smarmy.
I actually did a college show with Jake once. I was super, super nervous. And, but it's an interesting, you know, because a lot of the CH kids in the day did a CH tour. And we saw Jim Gaffigan, I believe, our freshman year.
Oh.
Didn't we?
Yeah, he was awesome.
No, it's definitely a circuit. It's a money-making circuit.
What happened on that tour? What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, it was just college orientation shows. That circuit was a money maker.
And I remember
for the kids.
When we went there for freshman year, maybe it was even when we went to check out the school, they had like a checklist on what comedians you want to see. And I remember one of them was Bob Saget, and I checked him off. Rest in power, brother.
Paradise.
What do you guys think about Kate Middleton?
Wait, and hold on. Wait, quick question to piggyback on this. You did the hypnotism recently.
Is it
because you're not willing to believe it as a wannabe believer? You're not putting yourself there?
Well, that's the tough part, Jeff.
You're a skeptic. Or maybe you're not, you know,
well,
you're just not
a
candidate.
I'm not a skeptic. I just might not be a candidate because one, the kid pulling out his wiener in front of 5,000 people, like, that's, you know, no one else would do that. Two,
you have to move off campus after that.
Yeah. Two is that the smartest kid in our high school graduated from Yale before he graduated from high school. He, like, yeah, had a major.
You could bleep that name, maybe, Grace.
Yeah, maybe. Like, had a math degree before he graduated high school.
Yeah.
Was accepted without applying.
Yes, yes. That so kind of shit. You, it's almost like it's not the weak of mind, but maybe it's the faint of heart.
And what was really interesting about him is he had a fraternal twin sister who was like more of a drama actor, actress person. So they
operatic, I believe.
Yeah, operatic, actually. She sung during our graduation. Very talented, but definitely not like a genius in, you know, the numbers world.
Girl genius, boy genius itch, yeah.
Very interesting. Black hair on the boy, red hair on the girl.
Who'd have thunk?
Yeah, who'd have thunk? I would love to see a documentary on them someday.
That would be cool. That would be. And she, wait, she was up there as well, though, right? And
yeah, she's smart.
Get hypnotized? She was up there in the hypnotism thing.
I don't remember. But my point is that being such a, and beep that out again if you want, being such a smart guy, for him to like have such a strong reaction to the hypnotist makes me think that he is so focused, he can really get into something on like a metaphysical level. He was like an Inception dude. And me, I'm kind of like a shallow, surface level, dumb guy. I'm a fat, dumb pig. And for me, I'm a dumb dog.
Not true.
You're
not a dumb dog.
But I'm like a guy that wants to be hypnotized. I can't be. I end up falling asleep or faking falling asleep. So during this hypnotism for my...
Ruining the show, really.
No, for sure. He was not happy that I stayed up there, for sure.
He was pinching you. He said, take your belt off.
Yeah, he thought he killed me, probably.
Remove your belt.
Right. Twinnovation is all about those schemes and those dreams. I'm trying to log into the Twinnovation Pod Instagram account on my laptop so I could play... another submitted DM, but
That was the big thing I was thinking about the new season, is that we kind of get back into the nation, you know. Sorely missed, obviously. We didn't renew the call-in number. We almost should get a new one if we can kind of find the means or the ways to kind of get around doing something like that. If you guys want to get on a call sometime. Where we kind of
I don't think the Instagram DM is a bad idea. It's simpler for the audience to do.
There's something about calling a phone number, though. That's fun.
True. And I think it does limit the Instagram DMs voice messages to 1 minute. So,
but that was ideal. We had some long ones in the day.
And
it was tough to leave those on. Not that the pitches were bad. But, you know, much like ourselves, we're still learning. You can be long-winded every now and then and unintentionally.
Are you saying I'm long-winded with my hypnotist story?
No. I'm just saying sometimes pitches can be longer than a minute, and that's understandable.
Right.
But everyone wants that bite-sized content on you know, the UGC side, if you catch my grift.
We going to the Jordan Klepper show?
Yeah, I sent you that DM. Jordan Klepper is coming to Portland. Maybe we'll see him. I'm a big fan.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah, it could be fun. If you're a Klepp head, DM him. Ask him if Twinnovation could open for him when he comes to Portland next month. You know, we got some good ideas. You know, we're fan favorites.
I could see that. That could work out. He's kind of like the taller, better-haired triplet.
Yes, I agree.
He could definitely be a brother of yours.
He could be a Rosenberg. By his complexion.
Yeah. Although Jeff looks really tan. You look tan, Jeff.
I've been walking a lot. I go to the tannery often.
Have you ever gone indoor tanning?
No, but I have. You mean the misting, the spraying, or the lights?
Either.
Well, neither. Yeah, I guess neither would be the answer to that. It's probably because I have the lighting in the room is just warmer in general.
I see.
I actually haven't been awake during the day in about 6 weeks.
I always get worried about those tanning beds because of that Final Destination movie from back in the day where the woman gets stuck in the tanning bed, Jeff, and she
two of them
obviously fries.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting. And I haven't seen that, but I did watch Scream 6 recently. I heard you guys are newly acquainted on the new Scream series. They've kind of really come out with the beautiful meta universe with 5 and 6. It's always been meta
if you've seen the early Screams, which apparently you haven't.
Well, the first one wasn't so meta.
True.
But I guess it kind of was, actually, because it's like that guy. Yeah, no, you're right, Dave.
Yeah.
And I'm wrong, and I apologize.
I did want to give a shout-out to Dakota Cahill. He submitted a... You smell that?
It's the...
He sent ChatGPT subreddit. He also sent a submission. But it was a subreddit.
You can take mine. I don't have anything.
And the question was, what wording screams I use ChatGPT? The top answer is mine would be delve into and quote unquote cutting edge technology.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, specifically with your pitch, I think cutting edge, you know, we used to do a lot of, you know, high-end polymers and things like that, you know?
Right, for sure.
Necessary. Just because it's a buzzword doesn't mean
It's
a ChatGPT word.
Right, I hear what you're saying. But Dakota Cahill also has a pitch for us, so listen up. Folks, what about a fake shopping app that when you purchase something like a new pair of Jordans, you're not actually buying them? Right, you're depositing that cash into a savings account. Mm-hmm. You'll still get the confirmation email and maybe even a shipping notification getting you that dopamine rush that only shopping can give you. But hold on.
I like where this is going because I love to shop.
I love where it's going.
Yeah.
I love where it's going.
All right, so you get that dopamine rush that not only shopping can give you, but the item just doesn't come. And you forget about it in a couple days, all right? This would also work great as a fake Uber Eats app. Too many times have I drunkenly ordered Uber Eats at midnight just to fall asleep before it arrives, wasting $40 plus.
Right, yeah. I mean, the shopping seems a little more sense because if you're hungry and you are up, that's pretty annoying. That's frustrating. I have fallen asleep to food coming as well.
Right.
But I would be mad if I didn't fall asleep.
Right. I think it's a great idea. You do get that dopamine hit. That initial dopamine hit, a lot of times you do not realize when, you know, after you order, you're like, all right, I guess it will come in, you know, 7 to 30 days, depending on if you're drop shipping.
This is like the
Fing
Sling.
Right. And it's actually a lot of Shopify orders from slop.online that I had to fulfill, not knowing that I had to fulfill them for weeks after they were ordered. So apologies for that, Nation, but I think I fulfilled everything. Everyone's got everything.
I think the Nation felt good by giving money to the podcast. It wasn't about the merch at the end of the day. You know, sometimes at the end of the day,
maybe it
was. But for the most part, it was like, hey, you want to feel like you're getting something out of it. And to have that, again, that serotonin spike, that dopamine from that dopamine ditch that you've been in is all people really want in the world. You know, you get a little buzz.
Yeah. I've been shopping a lot lately.
You have been, and I actually have been meaning to talk to you about that.
Oh, okay. Well, save that because
I was going to say, keep up the good work. You're looking great. I love your accessories.
Thank you.
Keep at it.
Just
make sure none of your clothes or accessories are close to when I put a lighter on.
You know, that's pretty mean of you to say, Dave. Is that
because your shit is worse than the atomic bomb?
I got my new Gucci little.
Yes, very cool. New Gucci phone case / wallet. Mm-hmm. Very fancy. Very.
Well, I believe it's pronounced Gucci the way she bought it off.
Gucci. Yeah.
No, that's not true. It's authentic. It came with many.
It's got 3C or 1C.
No, thank you, Jeff. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. Does anyone have a SoFi savings account out there? If so.
I've had one.
No, you haven't. Are you serious?
Yeah, I've had one in the past.
How are they?
I think I have a SoFi debit card, to be honest.
What if I have some, you know, I have some money I'd like to put into a new savings account.
But honey, let me work your money a little bit.
High yield savings account.
High yield, you're getting freaking 4% top. Honey, let me throw all your money.
4% is good, no?
Yeah, 4% is good. SoFi's an online bank, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
It's like I want to know. Vanguard for tech
someone
heads.
Someone tell me about a good bank with a high yield savings.
How about I tell you about NVIDIA growing by 90% in the last 2 months? How about I tell you that?
Do you have that? Are you benefiting from that?
Yeah, I've made like a couple bucks off it, but not 90%. That's for fuck sure.
Dang. Are you getting in on the things that are going to grow in the next 2 months?
No, now? I get in too late. I leave really too early.
Unless he sells.
I buy Bitcoin at 70 grand and sell it at 20. You know, that's the type of guy that I am.
Oh, man.
I mean, Bit's juicing, but you got to go long.
Yeah, it's not juicing
that,
anymore,
right?
Jeff. It's actually lost 10 grand in the last week. So I should have sold.
What's it at, 50?
I don't know. It's at 60. But, you know, let's not date the pod.
Well, why don't you get some if it's tanking?
Buy low, sell lower.
I think maybe you put yours into one of the, instead of the SoFi, you go coin.
No, I
yeah, you should go Dogecoin. No, let me manage all your money. I've grown by over 100% in the last 5 years.
Family money manager at this point.
I am. If Jeff dies,
we only hear about the earnings, never the losses, though.
No, I will say I was at 100% gains being 5 years in. Then fucking Biden takes office.
He'll do that for you.
Biden takes office, and then, you know, I'm a Trump economy, man.
David.
Biden takes office. I shoot down to 40% gains over the last 6 years at this point. Now I'm up to 70% again. Over now 6.5 years, which
nap
at that
time. Let's go sleep.
You know, at that point, at that point, you may as well just, you know, invest in your Vanguard index.
We did the whole episode. You talked a lot, David. It was good.
No, I got pitches, bro, and I got
Red Nose Dave doesn't need to keep talking anymore.
Yeah, no, I feel an instant classic, and we got a back to back where we're dropping 40 points
back
two nights in
back.
A row, like Brunson, dude.
Oh, well, I'm so late.
I like that, Dave. I like that interview. I like that commitment to
big shout out to HeadGum for blowing their load again and not getting these sports podcasts on their network. Jalen Brunson has a podcast with Josh Hart, and you know, HeadGum should be getting these sports podcasts on their network.
A teammate is a network?
It's called Roommates. I don't know what network they're on. But you know, if Marty had me,
it sounds a half ass name, half ass company.
Ben Stiller was on it the other day.
Stiller is a host, or Stiller is a guest, Dave?
A guest. The hosts are Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. Knicks players.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, you're saying, all right, I got you on that. All right, correct me if I'm wrong. Continue
is what I'm saying. Is HeadGum needs to step away from the comedy, focus more on the business podcasts like Twinnovation, the sports podcasts like Roommates. You like this, Jeff?
Hey, I have something to
do, yeah.
If anyone's looking for an apartment in New York, we have an
We have an available apartment, a beautiful two-room apartment. We're trying to
help people get this off.
Help
people that are moving. Get someone to move in. It's a two-bedroom apartment, right on like North Central Park.
You could see Central Park from your window, maybe. Don't quote me on that.
It's beautiful. you know, if you're interested,
you can smell it.
Send me a message. I'll give you the link. It's a great.
Well, are we talking rooms? Two rooms?
Two bedrooms, one bath, nice kitchen.
And what's the cost?
Modern, $2,800.
$2,800, not too bad.
It might be like $2,850, but yeah, it's like that ballpark.
Yeah.
That's good. You guys should start pushing, you know, instead of ads, we kind of do kind of an apartment.com highlight of the month.
Yeah, we're broke. We're brokers at the end of the day.
This apartment is very updated and modern.
Hit us up. Elevator. Let us know what city you live in. We'll try and find you an apartment, but you got to give us the broker's fee.
That's a scheme.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot. And this is a family or slash friend. Obviously not my side of the family. Never heard about anyone living up there, Dave, unless you know something I don't know about.
It cuts in Larry.
David, stop hiding vapes from me.
I got a secret spot. You'll never guess it, though.
Well, Dave, I thought.
I'll give you three guesses.
Tell me.
No, I'll give you three guesses on where I hide it.
On the thing, like, next to the bed, like the dresser.
This is like a family
mattress. Under the mattress.
Family Feud.
Between the princess and the pea.
Two out of three. 2-0 for 2. You got one more guess.
I don't know. In your pocket?
Oh, good one, Anna. In my pocket.
Where is it, Dave?
Maybe it's in the pillow. He cut a sliver in the pillow.
No.
Well, you know his.
Sound off in the comments if you know where I hide my vape from Anna at night.
Dave, tell me.
Sound off on. No, subscribe where? To our Patreon and I'll let you know.
Dave, tell me where.
It's got to be someplace she never looks. So, what do you avoid, Anna?
Dave's mouth.
You'll never guess. And it'll take you a million guesses,
David,
to figure
where
out where
is it
is.
Tell me.
Where would it be, Jeff?
I don't know. I can't venture a guess. It's fun. Maybe seems like the bathroom because that's where you do it.
It's on my body. That's a hint.
Oh, under your dick?
Nope.
Well, if it's on your butt. I mean, it sounds like you're in your sock.
Bingo, baby.
Ew, it's so sad, dude. You're so proud to like hide your fucking.
I'm kidding.
Vape.
It's a joke.
Like, no, you're not. It's not a joke because
a
every
joke.
Night you wake me up with your vaping, and every day.
Every night
you
wake me up with your farting.
No, I don't. You always say that.
I almost fell off the bed. Not
that's
from.
Not true.
Not from the smell, but from the pressure.
Well, like a clump. That's not fucking true. And you know what? The vaping thing is real.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to.
It's two different types of smoke.
Wait, Dave, I thought you were on the plant-based stuff now, though.
I do a little bit of both.
No,
to be
he's
honest
full of
you.
Shit. He's not on the plant shit at all. He's like
do
two elf bars a night.
I do the plant stuff during meetings, so it's less, you know, in your face.
So you. You
like during Zoom meetings,
coworkers more than you respect.
They're like, "Are you smoking a vape?" I'm like, "No, it's plant based."
Yeah, you think that makes them respect you more?
Well, I'm not eating a steak during the meeting. I'm sipping on a salad.
I see, but video's on. I see.
The fact that
that's interesting. Like, oh, this is my energy vape. Different than drinking a coffee.
Are you kidding? You actually vape during work?
Yeah, I put myself on mute.
You should put it in a coffee cup.
You put yourself on mute?
I put myself on mute, and then I do my focused plant-based.
And they've caught you seen you doing that?
Yeah, but I fucked up the other day. I did the poison ivy one by mistake, and I almost died.
That is so embarrassing. You need to
what do
not
you mean?
Vape at work.
There's a poison ivy flavor that they ask you not to touch, and I took a huge puff of it,
and it
my whole throat closed up.
What do you mean there's a poison ivy flavor that they ask you not to touch?
Dude,
wait, Dave, what if you duct taped the nozzle of the vape to the top of a coffee cuff, and every time you take a sip of that,
that's an idea. The Stanley vape cup.
Yeah.
Dave does go to the gym and he loves to text and, you know, hang about there. He finds that to be a very relaxing place, I find, for him. And
you're saying he's texting instead of working out?
No. He's working out. I mean, you have to lift the phone and move your fingers. Like, you know, and it's like, you know, the driving there, he's moving his arms and he's walking into the gym. It's like a lot of...
You're saying he, I can see that he doesn't really have a plan at the gym. He's just kind of going there to punch in, punch out.
He finds himself on different machines and he's kind of, you know, like...
I do a Jewish workout where you sit in the sauna for 45 minutes.
Yeah, he loves that, you know, he loves the locker room. He doesn't really bring anything with him, but he always manages to find himself in the locker room.
Well, I'm checking out the bods of the boys.
Oh, wow, Dave, you're so cool.
Jeff, we're thinking of customized license plates for the new whip.
Oh, yeah, well, we can't share it until we register it.
Yeah.
We'd have to take that out if we shared them, but we got a really good one.
Vanities.
We've got a
you know what I want to do that automobile that mean to?
I'd love to hear it.
It's not available. It's not available.
Bestie.
Okay.
It's not available. You don't like it? Even if it was, it's not a good...
Because you're the two people, the couple who owns a car are besties? Is that what you're saying?
No. It's
oh,
like,
you're
it's
saying like, you're a bestie. I see,
like
I see.
It's a sick rating system.
Yeah, bestie junior.
Bestie's very funny, actually.
They don't... It's not available.
Well, we could put a 1 for the I is what I've been saying.
Yeah, put a 3 for the
no,
E.
No, we're
maybe.
Not doing that. We're not doing that.
But don't you think that would love
five,
that?
The S could be a 5.
Yeah.
No.
And the B could be an 8 even.
No, we shouldn't do anything that's personal to just one of us. It's our car, so it should be something
yes,
for both
yes,
of us.
Of course, of course.
And for that reason, I have another idea.
We'll see if we get it this week, and then we'll report on it next week.
Yeah.
Maybe can I file something like that on your behalf? Is like
yeah. Do you have any ideas, Jeff? Any recommendations
For license plates?
Twin yeah. Pod.
Yeah, Worsty.
Worsty, of course. Have we ever explained the Bestie Junior Worsty system to the Twin Invasion?
It's canon at this point, so I don't know if it's really going to track. But you know, there's a rating system within the family household, Bestie Junior, and Worsty. You know, you're talking to El Jefe, kind of the long-standing bestie.
No,
of,
you're not,
of
Jeff.
That
you're
universe.
Not bestie. You're not bestie.
No, I am bestie.
You're never the bestie in my
You go home once every 2 years, Jeff.
You're not bestie, and you haven't been bestie.
I am bestie, and no, I've been bestie
best,
for a
your,
very
at,
long time.
At your best, you've been bestie junior, but
best,
I don't even think
you're
you,
bestie junior.
You've been bestie junior. I think you've been solid worsty for...
I wish there was a position between bestie junior and worsty, because that's where you would sit.
No, you've been worsty for a very
no,
long
I haven't. No. I've solidly been bestie junior for many years, and I've now progressed to bestie for the last several
you,
years.
You think because your frequency of your calls
yeah, the
makes
frequency
you
of the calls yeah, does make
me he's putting in the
bestie.
Fucking work. He's putting
I
in
I put in
hours
4 hours a
work.
Week, Jeff.
He's putting in work.
I call it the four-hour daddy week.
No, we have kind of a, you know, the
You have a
unspoken.
Relationship that unspoken because you never speak to each other.
No, Dave. I've been there during trying times, family secrets, and everything in between. I'm what they call the consigliere of the family.
Yeah, subscribe to our Patreon if you want to hear the dirty secrets of Dave's family.
I want to find out about which members of the family have me muted. Jeff.
Yeah, uh-huh. Jeff. Anna claims
muted
you have her
what?
Muted on
yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah, like how you have me muted.
Does
I know
anyone even
do.
Use Instagram
I know
anymore?
That you do. You do. I know that you do.
I'm more of a... I'm actually back on Snap, believe it or not.
Oh, I believe
Really,
it.
Dude? That's pedophile talk.
Antiquated old dinosaur
so,
that
and
you
think, are. You think I mute you because you don't see me. Of viewing your
that's
stories.
That's right. Like, I post a lot of really cute stuff of Dave, and I'm always thinking that you're gonna, you know, think that the stuff is cute when it's of Dave, and you never even look at it to begin with.
No, so the assumption there is that I'm not watching his stories.
Yeah, you're not. So
I'm not on the gram.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. I see you liking everything. You're on there all day. Every time you open your fucking eyes,
that's
you're
not
looking
true.
Through.
I'm a little Reddit slut at the end of the day. You know, I'm a sleuther
And I like reading long threads of public outcries.
All right, whatever you say, but I just don't, you know, furthermore, after all the things that you know.
Dave, you can forward that stuff to me if you need me to see it.
Yeah, I try to as much as possible, but you do DM me a fair amount, so I know you're on the gram.
Yeah, he's on there. He's on there 24/7. He's probably on it right now. Like, he's like looking.
Well, no, but you're, so maybe you're deeper in kind of the feed than what I'm used to. Maybe the algorithm.
It's not a feed. It's a story. We're talking story.
It's a story.
Well, but the story does have a feed to it, even if it's a horizontal feed, right?
Sure.
Not necessarily, Jeff.
No, necessarily. You go to the
you're talking about
page.
Reels, but reels will show up in the feed. And stories can
not
be
only
reels.
If you repost
but stories,
to the feed, and
reels
she's not
can be stories,
on the
and stories
feed.
Can be reels, but stories don't always have to be reels, and reels don't always have to be stories.
But she is still, at the very least, she's a button on top that maybe I don't get to.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Muted me. And just like also why your cousin,
You might not have enough engagement for you to be
that's
shown.
What
I actually have a lot of engagement, believe it or not.
It seems like you actually don't have enough engagements where it's kind of coming to the cream of the crop.
No,
you know?
Unfortunately, my engagement on my story actually pisses me off because my engagement on my story has always been so high, and then my engagement on my post has always been so low, which it kind of makes me feel
well,
like.
Well, because didn't for your wedding Dave buy you followers?
Oh my god, no. I have a private account.
Yeah, dude, you did. You were like, I don't need a diamond ring, I just want 10,000 followers.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Dude, so funny.
I heard that too. Didn't a bunch of people chip in to get you?
Yeah, like we did a GoFundMe like, for me to buy
in your wedding registry. It was donate 1,000 followers.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's rich, dude. Griller ass, man.
You know what else? Another thing I have a problem with you, Jeff, is that I shared a special story that I wrote with you, and your like reaction to it was very like
limited.
Like,
and I brought this up to you, Jeff, so you're well aware. I don't know if we brought this up to the nation, and I'm gonna not go into details, but Ada came up with a beautiful Christmas story, children's book where that we would like to release.
I thought you were a creative collaborator of mine, and I thought you were someone I could show it to, and you really were like a wet fucking blanket in response.
I'm gonna take, like, that's snazzy.
Yeah, it's probably three shits to the wind at Ontario.
Yeah, exactly.
Sheets or shits, Dave? Because you said sheets earlier.
Yeah, but you were so drunk you were shitting yourself outside in the wind.
I will say I do owe you on that. And I look forward to working with you in the future. I'm not going to hem and I'm not going to haw the way Dave or someone of his ilk would. You know, I can actually own up to my, you know, certain faults. And
did you
and
not like it? Do you not like my story?
I love your story.
Is it cringe?
No.
I feel like the way you're saying it makes me think you do think it's
no,
cringe.
It's super. No, I think it's very sweet. I think you got to continue with yourself instead of ChatGPT, if we're being completely honest.
I didn't use ChatGPT. It was
Jeff, you maybe saw an earlier version where I finished the story with ChatGPT, but then I don't change
a lot. It's weird to even say that you finished it with ChatGPT. You should just say that ChatGPT finished it.
Well, Jeff,
I like that you're inserting yourself as an author. And are you willing to share a byline with me, Anna?
Well, not really just yet, because I do want to actually publish this book, and I don't want to, you know.
And are you going to go with the Rosenberg last name on the publishing or not?
No, she's got
a pen name.
What's the pen name? You can at least say that, right?
A.M. Stinkwell or Skunkwell.
Yeah.
A.M. Skunkwell.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, A.M. Skunkwell.
Fun.
Maybe we'll put it on our Amazon wish list is for you to download a copy of
it. Well, Dave, I thought we were all kind of looking at you specifically, even in the e-publishing world.
Oh, right. So that's
yeah, and Amazon's where they...
Does anyone want to illustrate the book?
David. Sound off.
Does anyone want to illustrate the
what
book?
About I feel like you have a fun creative you know rhythm to yourself. Is that something?
I have conceptual art that I made with AI, but I oh David
well,
is
the
your,
designers don't want to hear that. It's what
is your Johnson. We have to go to the next Austin Powers.
Yeah, I'm getting some air.
Well, stop, don't try to do anything else.
What do you mean? We're still recording.
No, it's over an hour already. It's done.
She's saying don't make more jokes?
No, she's saying to end the podcast. But I have...
No, you haven't even pitched yet. I haven't even pitched.
GPT. We haven't pitched yet.
You did a ChatGPT pitch. You don't need to keep this going.
Well, no. Actually, what I wanted to bring up was that I have actually a lot of things to bring up. One is that our patron, one of our subscribers, and his name is Patrick Perkins. He said maybe...
Love Patty P.
Yeah, Patty P., he said, maybe ChatGPT does a pitch every episode. So perhaps I was thinking if we don't get a user submission, we do a ChatGPT submission based on what we think, what they think, not we. I'm not one with ChatGPT. But maybe the ChatGPT pitch fills our, you know, user submission if we don't get any user submissions this week. Although we do have a user submission this week.
Oh.
And we used to have that Twitter voicemail number. Jeff says he's going to work on that a bit. Oh. I got the hiccups. I got the burps. That's what two handles of Tito's will do to you.
I heard you were also doing, because of the workout in the early morning, you do the Tito's water and the whey protein. In the same shaker.
I did tell you I did that. Don't tell Anna that, though. What are you talking about?
Well, there's so much of the handle gone, I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, Jesus. Don't overplay your hand. You don't have a poker face.
I don't believe in drinking at home. I don't believe in drinking at home unless you're going out. That's just me. I mean, you do you. Lots of people do drink in the home.
You're a pre-gamer. I'm a post-gamer.
I just don't see the point in being drunk if you're not going out.
In the comfort of your own home, it's relaxing.
How do you know Dave's not going out, though?
like tonight?
No.
Because he's going to be watching The Valley and Vanderpump Rules with me.
I might go out tonight now that you say so, Jeff.
I would go out. You know the thing? I mean, I love living here more than anything, but the one thing that does stink is like, you got that kind of, well, it's kind of the same thing as LA, where it's like, you know, these bars are closing down 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that's one thing about New York City.
But it's only 9:30 there in Maine.
Right now it's 10:30. So you think about it. If we're not dressed and ready, so we'd have to get ready. Then it's like, you know, we're out the door. Let's say, like, 11.
You had an evening gown underneath your robe.
Got her ass.
Give me a break. You know, I get this beautiful robe, and I'm on a waiting list right now for an Australian robe from this brand called Hami, and I'm waiting for that, but until I get that, I have this beautiful plush robe, and I think being a robe person is good.
Oh, hell yeah!
It keeps my other clothes clean from wearing slop clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very soft. I think becoming a robe person, like Hugh Hefner,
you're
had
not far
a
off
point.
From pulling up to the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru wearing your robe.
And damn. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Pulling up to the... Well, guess what? Okay, so how about this? Speaking of pulling up to the drive-thru, I call this driving school the other day in Portland, and I'm telling him my spiel about how I want to take a driving lesson, but mm-hmm. that I already have my license.
Right.
And so that I just really want, like, a professional to be in the car with me to mm-hmm. practice. And the guy's like, okay, yeah, we can do that, except you have to do it in our car. I was like, what's your car? He's like, it's like a sedan, you know what I mean? Like a Honda Civic. It's like, no, I'm not practicing in a car. I want to practice in my own car.
No, I agree with them. You should practice in a bad, shitty car.
Wait, yeah. Really?
You don't want to crash the nice new car.
You don't want to crash the nice new car.
But don't you think, first of all, I'm not bad in the sense of, like, crash. Okay, so that's, like, number one. I have a license. Number two, don't you think I should become comfortable again driving the car I would be driving and, like, learning the space?
No, eventually, yeah.
Eventually?
Yeah, you start out with a starter car.
I don't know. I'm going to try another driving school, but
wrong. I think you can go through maybe two sessions with this guy, and then maybe, obviously, Dave takes over.
I would like Dave to be with me when we do the driving. Yeah, like whenever I go, I want him to be in the back seat. Like,
I'll be in the trunk.
I just want a professional to be there to kind of like, you know, hold me accountable, make sure
I'm I'll actually not right. be there if I have a choice.
No, I want you there. What do you mean?
That's a little cuckold mentality. Yeah, you're watching another man mansplain how to drive to your wife.
Halfway on the way to Connecticut, she'll be on TikTok.
No, my thing is like, I know that if Dave and I just drive around together without the driver, it's like, well, first of all, we're not going to do it. I'll get anxious, and then I'll just be like, you take over, Dave. You know what I mean?
And that's
like,
easy to do. Swap seats in the middle of the road.
This professional will make me drive for the full hour. That's why I want it. But I want Dave to be there
it's
for fun.
It's the discipline of hiring maybe a workout coach as opposed to just going on
exactly.
your own.
Exactly. I always say Dave and I are going to practice driving together, but we never do. But now I feel like, you know,
it's been so long, Jeff, that there is a part of me that would just like to take over the shift. I'm used to it. You know, I'm not ready to have a new kid in the household.
No, right. You would love to have me driving. It's time for you to be the passenger princess for a while. Mm. I'm a cool driver, too.
You mess with the radio too much. You're not focused. You know.
No, I think I would just set up my.
You're
songs.
Dilly dallying.
No,
because I would play my music.
I mean, no one can drive slower than you, though, Dave.
What are you talking about?
You're like that overly cautious
Dave
driver.
Dave drives well. I like the way he drives. He's a good driver.
I am a cautious driver. I don't
remember
tailgate.
when we were taking that U-Haul to pick up your stuff, and you were crawling through New Jersey.
I thought you were in the U-Haul.
Yeah, also,
I was in the U-Haul and behind you guys, and I was screaming about how slow you guys are going.
Really?
And you thought the same about me, apparently.
Yeah, you were going really slow.
We were waiting up for you.
Yeah, if you had a problem with how slow we were going, why didn't you say something? You were being so silent that day. He was giving us the silent treatment.
No, you can't drive a U-Haul and be on the phone. That's rule number one.
Well, if any of your friends had come with us, then, you know, you would have had a co-pilot there. But
yeah, I did. I had Elaine there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. She did come. My parents always back us up. You know, shout out to Quest Moving really teaches you... Everyone should have a Quest Moving experience in their life. It shows you who's going to be there for you.
It turns out my best friend is Anna's mom.
Mine too. And Dave's too.
You know, so Jeff, the car hooks up to the phone. You sync it Bluetooth, Abby, and you can call people on it. And so I never look through my contacts, but the first person is like some guy like Aaron that works for Quest Moving. And it's like... You know, I'd love to give a guy a call these days and see what he's up to, you know, fuck with him a little bit.
That was the point person guy that reached out after about having the family,
right.
And he got really fucked over by you getting fucked over.
No. No, this was the California guy that kind of brokered.
I always want to, like, look back up the people that were, like, screwing us over to
right,
begin.
Where are they now?
Yeah, like, where's, like, you know, the fucking scammer who owns the company?
Right, kind of. Almost like a
the Gary White
post credit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, where are they in 7 years, 10 years?
Scammers
years?
Make a lot of money. They, you know, you never hear that, but there are millionaires out there that are scamming all the time. It's a
that's your Jen Shaw.
$1 trillion industry. Yeah. Who's that?
Jen Shaw.
She's on Salt Lake.
Oh right.
Dave
right.
didn't watch Salt Lake when she was on, so he doesn't really know. He only joined post actually. For the most part, so did I. So, but I know who she is.
So, folks, I'm really excited, Jeff. Like I was saying, we do get those Twin of voicemails now coming in through our Twinovation Pod Instagram DM, and Eli came in with a hot new idea. Let's hear what he has to say.
Howdy, folks. This is Big Hoss calling in from good old Potomac, Maryland.
Ew. Ew.
Thank you. I love you guys.
What the fuck?
Just sitting here and had a great idea. Thought,
why are you playing it by that?
So Jeff could hear it.
Before, but unfortunately, dumb Dylan cut it out. That was during the Discord live era of the show a couple years back. So shout out to dumb Dylan. All right, let me get into it. So Gentlemen, and of course Queen Anna, allow me to pose a question.
Oh, please do.
What is the best part about bumper stickers? Of course, I'll give you some time to discuss.
Jeff? Yeah, you can talk to other people without communicating with them.
That's right, folks. It's the fact that they let you express yourself how you want to. But of course, there's another problem with bumper stickers, and that's the fact that each one is basically tailored to the specific person that drives the vehicle. So in today's society where many families are sharing vehicles, what can we do to fix that big problem? And the reason why I pose this question is because of these student driving stickers that I'm sure you guys have seen before. Little Timmy has on their student driver tickets, bumper stickers. But let's say mommy and daddy don't want that. So what can we do about that, folks? That's right. I present to you the world's first controllable bumper sticker. That's right. You can program it to say multiple different things. It has a nice little LCD screen. It's small. It's magnetic. I'm going to get cut off by the time. That's all I have to say. I think you geniuses could really add some idea. Thank you so much. And don't forget, stay scheming and stay dreaming. Bye.
Round of applause.
Big round of applause.
Jeff, what were you saying? Were you saying something?
I was saying it's funny that Anna was talking about the student driver thing, and he brought up the student driver bumper sticker. And that's without pre-knowledge. You know, I'm not even being facetious here.
Yeah. Right. I love the idea. I think it's fantastic. I see so many cars. I think bumper stickers are like one of the trashiest things you can have.
Yeah, it's like a tattoo for a car.
Yeah, an ugly tattoo for a car. But if you could change them.
Not to insult tattoos. I'm just saying it's like, you know, that whole bumper sticker on a Bentley thing.
Right. We love tattoos.
Of course.
Our gym is filled with hot people with hot tattoos.
Yeah, I would say definitely.
Did you
see the guy with the full tattoo leg today?
Yeah, he's there all the time.
Well,
yeah.
Sleeves are always cool. Do you ever see a cool individual but a full tattoo
leg.
Though?
A leg sleeve.
A full tattoo leg is a lot cooler.
No, I'm saying that both are kind of cool, but have you ever seen like a single tattoo that you're like someone's butterfly with a spear going through it and you're like, that's sick?
Not so much. I'm more taken aback by
the mural.
By the sleeve, by the mural.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I agree. Some people like to do the peppering around, you know, without the filler.
One time I saw a hot girl who had kind of, it almost looked like the way she had them spaced out was almost like stickers on like a notebook kind of just one.
Very Gen Z.
On one leg. Do you know what I mean? So it was like she was wearing shorts and then it's like one leg looked like it was covered in stickers, but it was all tattoos. And then like her other leg and all the rest of her was like totally normal. It was actually really cool.
I disagree with that. I would rather have that full sleeve leg.
You saw this girl when I saw her and you thought it was cool.
Perhaps.
Well, one feels a little more, dare I say, euphoria, you know?
Mm.
Euphoria seems to be the sticker book, the Trapper Keeper, that kind of how you Hello Kitty yourself.
Hello Kitty.
And one's a little more Harley Davidson.
Hello.
Big shout out to Eli again for that pitch.
Do you guys have nothing to say about what I just said?
I'm not sure what you did say. What did he say?
Yeah, well, I would tune out because I was trying to with the name.
We was tuning you out.
What did you say, though? I'm interested in that.
Tell us.
So I think the bumper sticker, you know, if you're really going to make it work, it's got to almost be that, like, e-ink style, you know? It's like it's not, you know, Vegas Strip LED crawl.
No, it should be like a slim iPad, essentially.
Right, and so you can input whatever. Do you have to download stickers that already exist, you know?
You can build your own.
They
have a partnership with Canva where they, you know, you can sort of.
Oh, no. I think I just got a yearly subscription to Canva.
Welcome to my world, sweetie. I've had it for 10 years. And it's not a bad deal. Canva is actually a pretty cool platform. And I know my graphic designers and my artists out there are going to hate that. But, you know, for the common person, it's a very useful
tool. I guess it's not bad if I have a Canva Pro account because I might be needing to make a lot of stuff in the near future.
For sure. Shout out if you want to help design Anna's new short Christmas storybook.
Please, I need an illustrator for my Christmas book. We're going to become millionaires. We're going to take this baby to the moon.
To the moon and back. You're going to want to buy this.
Kringlers, as they say.
Yes, yes. And you're going to want to get this before the holidays start. So, you know, we need to get moving on this project. Jeff, I want to get back to the idea. You know, you can Photoshop something. You can have anything you want it to be. It's slim. It's magnetic. Mm-hmm. It's pliable. It's bendable. You know, you can put this anywhere you want on the car in my imagination.
Do you think it's a little dystopian at the end of the day, though?
No, I think
Now I got to read. I have to read ads in traffic. Presumably, there's going to be ads involved, or is it like Hunter Biden 2062?
It's both. I mean, it definitely. You always see trucks for like HVACs and gutter cleaners, and you know they're all advertising their business. Why shouldn't you advertise your own business?
I mean, you do see the OnlyFans advertising, and maybe when you go to South By, you know, something like that.
Yeah, or maybe people are just throwing their Instagram handles up there. Everyone wants to grow their following.
Right, right.
Twinstagram.
Exactly.
That's interesting. Very good. I think it's one of the, you know, sounded like a silly idea, kind of brilliant on the tail end there.
It does get better as you keep thinking about it.
Oh, now you're doing your pitch, Dave?
Yeah, I'm going to do one of my pitches, I think. Oh.
Great. I'm so excited. Let's hear it.
Are you ready, folks? Because we have two, maybe three disgusting minds joining the pig pen this evening.
I think there's four minds if you really are counting it, right?
What does that mean?
Man, I'll get the four.
If you consider AI to be an entity that has a mind.
Oh, gaudy.
Yes, yes, of course. If you listen to the past episode, you'll know that we read out a ChatGPT pitch.
All the past 2 years, you've been pitching ChatGPT.
Oh, Jesus, Jeff. No, I've used it as a prompt sometimes to think of a clever name for a product. But, you know, I don't think it's neither here nor there that it's written an entire pitch out for me. And that's why I'm proud to introduce to you my brand new product called Chill Chips, okay? Mm. And by Chill Chips, what I'm talking about is, allow me to pose a question, all right? Are you tired of reaching into your bag of chips only to find they've turned into a sad, soggy mess? Say goodbye to disappointment and hello to ultimate freshness with Chill Chips. Jeff, are you interested in this concept at all? I'm really curious.
Right now, you kind of have me going. It seems fun and seems desirable.
You just ate a bunch of Doritos. Were they stale?
Let me ask you a question. Do you ever find me putting chips early on in our relationship in the fridge?
Ooh.
Well, you do tend to put a lot of things that don't belong in the fridge into the fridge.
Tell the nation what kind of things I put in the fridge that don't belong there.
Peanut butter.
Yeah, I like my peanut butter cold. Peanut butter.
I think we grew up with cold peanut butter. I've gotten called out on that before.
Peanut butter doesn't go in the fridge.
I like it cold.
Once you pop the top,
yes,
that's when the mold starts.
I don't think that's true, right?
It is true. Once you open, it's like once you're born, you're dying.
But I thought that it needs to. I thought. I'm pretty sure I grew up with it living in the cabinet, even when it was opened.
Yeah, that's why you have such bad stomach issues.
You also left mayo in the cabinet, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, you're an in-cabinet mayo family.
No, what are you talking about? No, we're not. All the mayo's in the fridge.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking. But there probably are families that put open mayo in their cabinets.
Well, now you got me thinking about the peanut butter thing. I mean, I don't like the peanut butter when it's been cold. It's not meant to be that way. Can you Google it really quick? Can you ask your idea generator?
Yeah, but you take the ice cream out of the freezer, you know, 10 minutes before to soften it up.
Right, right.
So you're suggesting that we are supposed to be doing the same thing with the peanut butter?
Well, not really, because I've been called out on the peanut butter thing by actually multiple people. They're like, "Why are you putting the peanut butter?" Because the fridge is kind of, you know, a sacred space for the most part, right? Like,
right.
If you're eating a lot, maybe actually if you're a bachelor, the peanut butter in the fridge makes sense.
Jeff, let me ask you this: where do you put your honey?
Honey stays
also
in the
goes
cupboard.
In the cabinet.
Cabinet, yeah. In the cabinet, but I also learned that one the fridge.
Dude, that doesn't make sense.
Oh, the crystal. Cold. Yeah.
Like, I'll put my Reese's Pieces in the fridge before I eat them.
Yeah, right? I think a little cool is nice. It doesn't hurt. Unless it's bread,
I don't want
apparently.
My chocolate to be melty, you know? I don't want, like, a melty peanut butter.
I want chocolate. Can we go out and get chocolate?
Peanut butter's too hot at its room temperature.
I no, agree, but I feel like it congeals or it gets, like, even thicker if you have it cooled. You want the spread of the heat. You only really get a heat
yeah,
spread.
Yeah, no, you need to thaw it out a little bit, but don't go full, like, melty
cold
butter.
Peanut butter ruins a sandwich. You guys are not.
It's not a sandwich. We're not making sandwiches. We're taking
no,
a knife.
Spoonfuls.
We're sticking it in. straight in the mouth without a cracker or a biscuit in 100 square miles.
Do we even have peanut butter?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
I think if you get the natural peanut butter, though, I think you're supposed to put it in the fridge. I feel like
Jif
and the Skippy.
Yeah.
Well, we just threw out some natural peanut butter because they have a shelf life.
Natural peanut butter is gross. I want that Jiffy, that Skippy.
Yeah, you want kind of the rat-infested peanut butter where they grind their rats into the peanut butter.
They don't grind
rats.
Yeah,
they do.
What do you
they say about? Out of all the food in the world, peanut butter
yeah,
is the most
sure.
likely to have
I mean,
like,
that's
dead rats
literally what they tell you to put on
David,
a rat
what
trap.
What are you talking about?
Because there's these factories where they have just boxes of peanuts.
No, stop, 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 stop. No, stop.
Yeah.
No.
Sure.
No, you're
that's
ruining
good.
Something
that's
I really
actually,
like.
That's the kick
it's protein.
That you like.
No, stop. You're ruining
protein.
Something that I like. It's not full of
rats.
Oh,
you
stop.
Never eat peanut butter.
No, it's not full of it, so stop. Like, I love peanut butter, and you can't take that.
You don't even want to know what's in jelly, sweetie.
David.
Jellyfish.
What is this? What is this that you guys are doing to me, by the way? Like, why is this so long? This has been now, like, 2 hours almost.
Here's the scoop. Oh, Chill Chips is the game-changing solution to keeping your snacks crisp and crunchy for longer, all right? No more dealing with stale chips that taste like cardboard, all right?
Mm-hmm.
With Chill Chips, every bite is as satisfying as the first, all right?
Here's how
it works. Simply slide your bag of chips into the Chill Chips pouch and seal it, all right? Now, seal it shut. And let our patented cooling technology work its magic, all right? The Chill Chips pouch. Chill Chips pouch. uses advanced insulation to keep your snacks chilled to perfection, obviously, preserving their texture and flavor for days on end. But that's not all. Chill Chips is equipped with a built-in chip clip. Because I know you were thinking, why doesn't it just be a chip clip? That's what you were thinking.
Why doesn't it just be a chip clip?
Yeah.
Okay. I was thinking that because you want to get the oxygen out. Usually staleness comes from it kind of, right?
Yes. Yes, Jeff. And we have a lot of data to prove that. Opinion of yours. So what we do is we have that belt and chip clip ensuring that your bag stays securely sealed to lock in that freshness that we all love. So whether you're at home, on the go, or chilling with friends, Chill Chips is the ultimate snack companion you can't live without. So why sell for soggy snacks when you can enjoy the crispness of freshly opened chips every time, all right?
Wait, soggy or stale, though?
They can be both, Jeff, if you don't use our patented Chill Chips pouch.
What's a soggy chip, though?
What's like a soggy chip? You ever visit Tampa, asshole? You don't know. Yeah, dude, you live in the Northeast. You want to know a soggy chip?
No, a soggy chip that's in. It's in the when you pull it out
humid.
Of the bag, it's soggy.
No, you leave the bag open. It sogs out a bit sometimes.
Okay, I think you're probably not wrong with that.
The humidity.
Damn.
So join the Chill Chips revolution today and say goodbye to snack time disappointment. It's time to chill. Like never before with Chill Chips. What do you think?
Well, I don't know what to say. I think it was like
you know, potato chips, Doritos, like that. Your chips, not chocolate chips.
Yeah,
chips,
like, you know, like how you
not chocolate chips. That's his question. Obviously.
No, because chocolate chips can still.
I don't know.
I actually put chocolate chips for
gummy worms too. Like, can it be any
anything
snack?
You want to keep?
Seems like it's called the chip cushion, or what is it called?
No, because, you know, Sour Patch Kids can go stale too. You can throw Sour Patch Kids on there.
Sour Patch Kids can't go stale.
Yes, they can. If you open the bag, leave them out for a week.
Can you
give me some candy? Well, isn't that a chip clip issue, though, at the end of the day? Isn't that a cooling issue?
What do you mean?
Isn't that the amount of air in the bag? You're not, like, you're not sealing it correctly as opposed to putting it in the fridge?
Yeah, so you're saying, can you just chip clip any bag, put it in the fridge, and how's that different from the chill chip pouch?
No. I get the pouch. Why are you putting it in the fridge?
Because I like my chips cold, I like my chocolate cold, and I want my stuff not to be mushy, moldy, and stale.
I respect that. I think that's a basis point on your behalf.
If you put chips in the freezer, they would get, you know, or the fridge even, they would probably actually get, like...
Well, why not the freezer then?
Stale.
Well,
I said they would get
we're
stale.
Not against freezer chips.
I think you should be, I'm saying.
Well, we're not. We're actually.
You put rice in the fridge.
I put minute rice in the freezer, and Anna gave me a fucking rice full.
Yo, David, it's 11 p.m. now.
It's 11 p.m. We gotta watch.
It's 10:54. Actually,
gotta go to bed now.
Jeff hasn't even said his pitch.
I haven't even started.
No, I have multiple, actually. Oh, I'm gonna do kind of a lightning round version.
Yeah, I would love to. Jeff, next up in the pig pen, you're gonna be really excited about this, Chef. Ow, Anna's pinching me so hard I'm bleeding.
No, I'm not.
We have the chef deal.
We're
going
to post the pinch. We'll post the pinch tomorrow on our Patreon.
There was no pinch. There was...
Hashtag post the pinch.
Post the pinch. Tickled your arm to let you know it's time to go.
After Chef Jeff tells us what he's cooking up in the kitchen, what do you have for us,
Come on, Jeff?
Guys, pretty. No, I won't. It's pretty fun. It's pretty easy. You guys ever, you know, spend an afternoon maybe at the beach or on the patio of your home bar/restaurant and decide, hey, it would be fun to play a game of cards with your pals,
boo,
right?
Boo.
Well, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be playing cards, Anna, but I'm sure you've enjoyed the wayward game of Uno before, have you not?
No, that's racist of you to say.
It's not the pizzeria, and you're not Italian.
Uno, well, I am Spanish, so I assume you're...
Well, everyone uses Uno.
Attributing me to Uno for that reason, but...
It's not cool, Jeff.
Yeah, that was really not cool.
That's not where I was coming from, actually.
I feel like with you even.
Yeah, you know, and I think you would find it one of those people who finds it secretly fun. They have a version of Monopoly now that's in card form called Monopoly Deal. A lot of people are kind of...
They have a version of Monopoly that's in Portland, but Dave and I keep forgetting to buy it.
The board game itself?
Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. So the issue here with, you know, trying to play one of these games, you know, during those early or even Caribbean months is that you'll get that gust of wind that's going to take that whole set of cards away from you.
Yeah, what I remember trying to play Settlers of Catan on the rooftop.
Settlers of Catan, of course. Yeah, rooftops are big. I didn't even mention rooftops.
If you're playing Settlers of Catan on a rooftop, you deserve to have it blown away.
And, you know, we're on a boat or something fun like that. You know, a lot of people tend to use a certain system where, you know, maybe you'll put the card under your chips. Say you're playing a chip game or under your drink, or you'll use some sort of, weight to hold on. What if I were to tell you that weight was actually built into the card already?
Jeff, that's really good.
Weighted
so
cards.
we're going to weighted cards. You're right. You'll see this a little thicker, kind of like your Amex card. You know, it's got kind of right. that thickness that won't lead to that simple gust of wind kind of ruining your afternoon. And sure, it can be fun every now and then, but if you're in the middle of a heated game, you're going to want to keep that gust to a min. With the weighted cards, no longer do you have to worry about tittying your tickets. You can leave your cards right there on the table and not worry about that big burst of party-ruining wind that could destroy what would otherwise be a fantastic afternoon.
Wow, Jeff, an instant classic, one of your most genius ideas to date.
Jeff, is this based on, did a gust of wind ruin your card game?
Before we even could start the card game, I realized that it was a, you know, a silly venture to even begin.
And it happens.
Kite.
Yeah.
Say it again.
You should have brought a kite. But I will say, well, we're this in the thing middle, happens. You know,
we're at a bar.
Oh,
there's nothing wrong with whipping out the kite. Dave, look, you have a schemer curl. What's remember that? Mr. Schemer from Shining Time Station?
What are you talking about?
Didn't you ever watch Shining Time Station?
Never heard of it.
Oh, never heard of it either. What did you watch when you were little? What do you mean? You never watched Shining Time Station?
I'm 20 years old.
Sounds
older
like a cult
you.
Film.
No, it was on PBS.
Yeah, well, that's the far left for you.
Mr. Schemer.
Yeah, if there, we have any woke listeners out there, you can turn the podcast off now.
I think Shining Time... Wait, am I thinking of Thomas?
The Tank Engine?
Thomas the Tank Engine? He worked at Shining Time Station?
Once you put on their robe for more than 5 hours, you start slowly... your brain starts oozing through your ear.
It's arrested development. You know, you think you're a child when you wear a robe.
Dude, give me a break. I'm doing great, and I'm wearing my robe because I showered this afternoon because I worked out this morning. Thank you.
I forgot it was the 19th.
That's really mean.
What does that mean?
I'm saying I only shower once a month.
Oh, I see. That's
but funny. I shower every day, and I worked out, and so I showered this afternoon instead of this morning or something, and, you know, I'm trying to do good, and of course, here I am in my robe, and all you guys are doing is just disparaging me.
I'm actually in a three-piece suit, Burberry
and Kirkland, Dave's. Kirkland and the Oakhurst milk sponsored free t-shirt. Remember when we saw Oakie the Acorn, shirts. Dave?
I wish they had pants out of a cannon.
Oh, that's interesting. Jeff, we didn't talk about
instead
this.
Instead of a shirt?
Yeah, no, I get it. So we walked into a St. Patrick's Day parade in downtown Portland today. It was pretty epic.
Not
actually.
Today.
On Sunday, I mean, yeah. Well, we recorded the first part of this episode on Sunday, so that's why I got confused. So
what? No, we didn't.
I'm trying to save
you joined
face.
The parade? You got in the street with them?
No, we're not in the street with them.
You're
probably
we're not Rudolph with that Irish whiskey nose of yours.
What are you talking about, man?
Yeah, in front like of the parade. You got to lead the way.
He was in the parade leading the sleigh.
It's not a Christmas parade. It's the same
yeah, it is when you have a Rudolph who has so much whiskey that he's got that bright Irish nose ears.
It was vodka that I was drinking for starters, right, Anna?
Yeah, whole handle.
Yeah, potato vodka.
All vodka comes from potatoes. Did you know that, Anna?
Not all, but yeah, most.
Anna knows a lot about liquor.
Yeah, it was my bread and butter at one point. Meaning I worked in it, not I was
right.
Bread and butter.
She was consuming it instead of bread or butter.
Jeff, I'd be remiss to ask you the question, will these games not get a lot more expensive with that added weight, which means more material, most likely?
Yeah, how much
better
is a
material?
Deck?
Yeah, it's not the deck so much as the Monopoly game, because you're not going to be able to shuffle these thick-ass cards like you would for a poker match.
You could still shuffle.
I doubt it. I doubt it has the flexibility to do that.
No, actually, it has the... So you can do, if you have a stronger hand, obviously, you can do that. You know, think of the thickness of a credit card.
If you have 52 credit cards...
you're not wrong, which is why we do a companion shuffler, which is one of the only proprietary shufflers that you can bring with you. Zips into a fanny Very much like our tag sales from grandma's yesteryear, Dave, you had
right.
kind of the twisting jack in the box rotation for the card shuffler. Really fun for the kids and the whole family.
And not to corner this into only being a card game like a poker, because obviously you spoke about your Unos and your Monopolies. Mm. What are you doing?
Well,
we're mainly going with the 52, obviously a 54 set traditional bicycle branded deck. We're actually...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Obviously, but you know, bicycle.
It's going to cut off when my phone gets to 20.
I'm speaking now.
Well, Jeff, that was a great idea. Yeah, it was a great episode, you guys, and I think it's so fun.
The name of that idea, Dave, is Heavy Set.
That was a two.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's
man.
Funny, Jeff.
You're great.
It was a very long episode, a supercharged episode.
Longest episode of all time, maybe.
Yeah, a real marathon, not a sprint.
And I love Jeff. You were in it the whole way.
Jeff was really committed.
Dude, I like kind of being there with you, Dave. It almost feels like a workout that we're pushing through together. It's fun. It's worthwhile.
What about me?
Yeah, you're like definitely the engineer behind it all, you know, kind of egging us on, making sure we keep it going as long as possible.
And that's what I'm saying. To get the monetization, you got to do 3-hour episodes, 2-hour episodes. None of this 1-hour shit anymore.
Sub 1 hour, you got to bleed the feed. It should be 6-parters once a day.
Right.
All right, guys. Well. I believe whatever it is.
Kind of do the morning roast, Dave, because we do chat in the morning. Maybe it's the morning roast. Maybe Anna does her morning roast. Because presumably, if she goes to bed at 9:45 every night, she must be waking up at 3:30 in the morning.
I do go to bed at 9, and I sleep, and I wake up at 6 o'clock, and I think that's
what
healthy.
If Anna was secretly working on like an oyster ship in the bay.
And she that would be cool, actually. But, you know, I am working secretly on lots of things. And that's kind of what's cool about me. I'm like a hustler, you know, and I have a lot of my hands in a lot of pots. And,
that is cool. Didn't I mean, you did want Dave to get that dock job back in the day. Not, you know, you wanted him on the boat. But if you're going to get on the boat, you got to start out on the dock. You know, maybe it's not a bad look to kind of get you up in the morning, Dave, if you have trouble with that.
I wanted him to work on it.
I don't have trouble with that.
I don't want him to be in danger. Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You do, David.
Guy, I have trouble getting up in the morning?
For the most part.
Oh, really?
You only get up to ask for your vape back. But
no, I usually wake up when you f***.
David, no, that's not okay, and it's not going on the pod, so stop saying that. It's like cringe, and this has to now get taken out as well, and it's embarrassing, so stop.
And as always,
no, say something else,
and
no,
stay
no,
oh yeah,
oh god,
she could beep it out,
no.
Walking out the door, robbing their bank, got a chauffeur, making some more earns. Now an open screw, short today with two dudes. Winnovation, I owe you.
Over, over money, getting over money. Over, over money, getting over money. Getting over money, getting over money. Getting over money, getting over money.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.